This is Schleppcast, episode 30, chapter 1, part 2 of Schlepp's new novella. By the time Louis and Schlepp got back to the bedroom, Big Schlepp had everyone in the brigade mustered. His deep bass command voice boomed out the roll call. Zeb, here. Maddie, here. Nanny P.A., here. Blue Man Bear, here. Big Brown Bear, here. Gussie's Bear, here. Mac Bear, here. Roberta, the beautiful Roberta, here. Herr Professor Bear, here. Newport, present. Rabbit Command, all present and accounted for. Small Bear Battalion, all present and accounted for. Critters, Big Schlepp began, we have a problem. Lightfoot is missing. An audible gasp escaped the assembled group. All we have is this. Big Schlepp motioned Louis forward, and the leaf was unrolled. Herr Professor, do you have any idea what this is?
Ach ja! Gott im Himmel! Professor Bear exclaimed. Das ist mit der Pseudo-Radioaktiv!
In what seemed a blur of activity, Louis was swept away, and in no time at all found himself deep in trouble, or at least deep soapy water. To look at things from the house in the backyard, Big Brown Bear seemed to be drowning Louis. Louis came up sputtering with an indignant glare at Big Brown Bear. White suds clung to his ears and his wet fur clung sadly to his frame.
Never again! I swore I'd never take another bath after Caro washed me. Let me out of here!
Nein, du musst einmal decontamination wash getaken, Herr Professor Bear stated flatly. Big Brown Bear, easily 10 times Louis's size, pushed the little monkey back under the soapy water and sloshed him around vigorously.
Das ist genug.
That's enough, Herr Professor said as he glanced up from his pocket watch.
Louis flew out of the bucket and immediately scrambled up the wisteria and glared back down at the assembled Bear's home front brigade below.
Many chuckled at Louis's misfortune. Little Schlepp tried unsuccessfully to hide his smirk, and Terence bobbed his head in the slow nod that passed for a box turtle laughing out loud. Big Schlepp signaled for quiet and quickly got it.
Okay, so now we know we're dealing with something highly pseudo-radioactive. It's not immediately dangerous, but we don't yet understand how it affects stuffed critters. Stay away from that green goo, and if you find Lightfeather, get her back here so the professor can see her as fast as you can. You all have your orders. Get to your posts.
Despite his wet, matted fur, Louis quickly obeyed. He joined Terence and Travel Schlepp as they headed towards the back fence. Behind the big yellow yarrow, they crawled into the hole left by Sammy Skunk, or maybe Sammy Squirrel. On the other side, they cautiously worked their way across the front yard, turning up the sidewalk and making best speed for a turtle. They struck out for one of the few places where they knew radioactive, well, pseudo-radioactive green goo might be found.
How are we going to get across town? Asked Louis.
Don't worry, we'll take public, replied Schlepp. Number 12 will take us downtown.
What's public?
They're public transportation, buses and such.
Oh yeah, Mandy and I used to take buses all over the ward. You could ride clean across the parish.
Carl and I use them all the time in Vienna. The trick is the first step. Usually Carl just carries me up, but we'll need a plan to get on board without him. Here's what we'll do. This concludes today's episode. We'll pick it up with another section when Schleppcast resumes.